Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Ted Devine. Ted is the president of Insurion, and it's an organization that that helps small business owners get their stuff together when they're trying to provide the proper kind of insurance program. Ted, thanks again for being here, and thanks for the good report in the previous segment helping us understand what we need to do to get ready for a major disaster. One of the main things I remind people in preparation is, for God's sake, get your data off-site. Get it in the cloud. Yep. Get it yep. somewhere else. I mean, that's just too fall off a log easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And, every single small business, as you know, Jim, should have, in essence, a contingency plan here, right?
Yeah.
And data security protection. Plus, it's so cheap to put it into, all our stuff is in on Amazon Web Services Cloud, and it's so cheap to do that now. It's actually better, more secure, more protected from cyber attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But
right.
It's also, who are you going to call? Do you have all the numbers of your carrier? How are you going to contact your customers, make sure that all part of that plan.
I'll tell you something else I do, just a physical thing. We have all laptops here.
Mm-hmm.
When we bring our laptops to the office, we put them in a dock and it fires up a screen and a regular keyboard. But when we want to leave, we just unplug the laptop and we walk off with it. So something happens to the mothership here, we can work from home.
No, that's exactly right.
I've been recommending that for years.
Yeah, no, it's super smart, Jim. We have a Dallas office, and I was actually reviewing our plan 2 weeks ago as we were, starting to see the whole Harvey storm build. And that's exactly the contingency plan we have in our Dallas office. Every single person just works from home in that.
Tell us about
if we ever were hit there.
Tell us about Insurion. What do you guys do? How do you guys work?
Sure. So we started 6 years ago under the premise that it's really hard to get small business insurance, often through an agent. Not that agents are bad, and we serve, thousands of them and support them. But for a lot of agents, their primary focus is on personal lines, your car and your auto, not your small business insurance. And so this is all we do every single day. And we did two things, Jim, that we think are unique. One is we built an end-to-end technology platform that allows you to get a bindable insurance quote, not a fake indication, like a real quote that you can secure in a minute. Within, filling out the application takes about 10 minutes.
Now, but you're a clearinghouse, right? You don't actually provide the insurance yourself, right?
We're an agent. We're an online agent.
Right.
So we're not a carrier. We act on behalf of Hartford.
But do you bind it yourself by bringing these other agencies together?
Yep. Yes, we do. Yep.
Okay, so I do business directly with you.
Yep, for sure. Yep.
Okay.
And I can bind you coverage in 10 minutes or less,
okay,
which is amazing.
And do you provide advice on what I need? Do you make sure that I don't overbuy or underbuy?
100%, Jim. So the other trick we figured out was that no single agent has enough specialty knowledge, and I picked this up when I was president of AM Services, my job before this. And so every single person you talk to, Jim, at Insurion is a specialist in your industry. So if you're a contractor, you talk to the contractor desk. If you're a restaurant, you talk to the guys that do restaurants. I have a janitor desk. If you're a janitor, you talk to the guys that do maids and janitorial work. If you're a doctor or a nurse, you talk to our allied health desk. So the advice that you get is specialized to the industry because every industry is different. And the insurance companies think of it as a product, right, like a BOP or a workers' comp or a liability. But that's not how a small business owner thinks of themselves. When we ran hockey stores when I was a teenager, we thought of ourselves as a hockey store, not a BOP.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to talk to somebody that knows your industry, and that's how we built the platform. And we've got, seven specialty desks and 75 agents, and You know, they're talking to clients every single day, giving them advice with a very effective technology platform to make it efficient.
Mm-hmm. And so, all right, keep going. You're good.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Well, so how do you help them with interruption? How do you help them with those? See, that's an expensive decision that they have to make. It can get expensive. How do you help them with flood insurance? How do you?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you help them with those decisions?
Yeah. So here's what happens. I'll use my hockey store that we started when I was a kid at 15 when my parents got divorced and we started at hockey, et cetera. So we ended up with three stores. You know, you call insurer, you fill out the application online, 10 minutes. Hopefully now I've got two or three bindable quotes from, you know, the best insurance companies in the United States. And now we at Insurion don't let you do that by yourself. We talk to you now. Mm-hmm. So you're going to call, in this case, Adriana, who runs.
So I can buy P&C insurance across state lines, but I can't buy health insurance across state lines.
It's crazy.
What's wrong with that picture?
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Holy mackerel.
It's just really dumb, right? It's like what our example in our last
only as that I'm thinking of that that country song, only in America do we do things this stupid. Hey Ted, I need your website again, please.
Sure, it's insurion.com. Yeah.
And then go to the website. Cool. It's pretty clear. It's pretty.
Oh yeah.
Tutorial. Walk you right through it.
Yeah. You pick your industry and walk you right through the application. If you have a question, you just hit a button and chat or talk to one of our specialists, and they'll get you through it very easily.
Come back and keep us posted on how things are going.
I will, Jim, for sure. Right,
thanks, Ted.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, Ted.
Bye-bye.
Ted Devine, ladies and gentlemen, with Insurion, Insurion.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.